hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Greg the Dive Master. And on the line with me right now is a guy named Gene Page. He's a professional photographer and has been working in some very interesting underwater photography gigs that I think a lot of divers listening right now might be interested in following his footsteps. Gene, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, you got it, buddy. Now, underwater photography, it's in your blood. You know, we've talked a couple times off the air. We met at 40 Fathom Grotto. You're a newspaper man, right? Grew up in a newspaper family, and that's how this whole photography thing kind of unraveled for you, evolved over time?
Well, yeah. I'm actually a fifth-generation newspaper guy. My great-great-grandfather started out in the business in Columbus, Georgia in the 1880s, so I grew up in it in Bradenton, Florida, where my grandfather was the publisher of the paper there, and my other grandfather on my mother's side was a maritime historian and lived on Anna Maria Island. So I had this real interesting childhood of newspapers and fires and all kind of newsy things. And then my other grandfather brought all this history. We would spend hours talking about the Titanic and various shipwrecks and all kind of things.
You grow up in this environment. You're living on the coast in Florida, and obviously it's only a matter of time before the underwater world and diving kind of collide with your profession. Is that what happened?
Exactly, Greg. I grew up around photography and around the water, like you said, and I was the kind of kid that when I went to the beach, I always immediately went underwater, and the same thing going to springs like Lithia Springs over in Tampa or Brandon. So when I got older, I got my first camera that I could take underwater, so I started doing photography underwater.
I don't know which came first, the diving photography or the motion picture still photography profession. Hey, explain, because that's the part that is cool, man.
Sure.
You got a cool gig.
Thanks, Greg. You know, life is kind of funny. I think we sit back and try to make things happen, and sometimes they happen, but they seem to happen in their own time frame. And the older I get, the more I clearly see that. But I went to college at the University of Florida, but then I went to grad school at Long Island University up in New York. And, of course, when I was at UF, I think I mentioned to you, I was interning at the Miami Herald when I got a chance to do my first underwater photography that would actually be printed in the newspaper. And that was photos of two guys that found this Spanish wreck off the public beach in Jupiter, which you probably are aware of. This happened back in the, I think, the mid-80s.
Okay, I vaguely remember that one. There's so many.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, you know, how cool is that? You're a college kid, right, and you're interning at a paper, and they say, you like doing stuff underwater. You want to go to Jupiter today and photograph two guys digging around for coins? And I said, yeah. So that's what I did.
And you probably pocketed a couple for yourself just for souvenirs, right?
We won't talk about that. But anyway,
exactly.
So basically, Greg, that was when I was an undergrad student, and then when I went to Long Island University, I did like a whole semester's worth of work of underwater photography in North Florida when I came back for spring break and Christmas holidays, things like that.
Yeah, well, how did this evolve, though, into you actually going on to movie sets and taking stills of these stars? Because that's what you're doing now. And like, I know you're getting ready, you're on your way to travel to a movie set somewhere in the Midwest about 3D piranhas. I don't know, we got to talk about that. But...
okay, well, yeah, exactly, Greg. As I talk to you right now, I just left my house in Micanopy, which is near Gainesville. And I'm actually coming up on Tallahassee. I'll be on I-10 for days. And why, might you ask, am I not flying? Because I've got a ton of camera gear and dive gear, and it would be an absolute nightmare, as I'm sure you know yourself because you travel a lot, to fly. So I'm driving out to Arizona, where we start working this coming Monday on Piranha 3D, for Dimension Film, and it's going to be really cool. I'm looking forward to it. But to answer your question, I stayed in newspapers up through graduate school, and then I always loved filmmaking. So when I was living in New York, I started working on low-budget independent movies, and I got into the union, the Cinematographers Guild, actually, to work on bigger-budget films. And you can imagine, it's only a matter of time before I get to work on a movie where they say, hey, we got this scene in a pool, or we got this scene in the ocean or the Gulf. You know, can you get shots of our film there, too? And of course I can. So that starts evolving. And one of the cool things I want to mention real quick is that that's how I got to work with John Chatterton and Richie Kohler on some of their Deep Sea Detective episodes, because I worked for Kurt Wolfinger. Lone Wolf Films is the name of his production company. We did a show in St. Augustine about the history of Florida, and I told them how much a fan I was of their Deep Sea Detective show. 2 weeks later, I get an email from John Chatterton saying, hey, I heard great things about you and your photography. How'd you like to come join us for a week on a liveaboard off of Key West to go to a U-boat and a German ship? And I said, hey, again, absolutely, yes, you know. So life kind of presents you these opportunities sometimes.
Yeah, and it just kind of evolves, and then it's who you know, and you build up a reputation, and then more people hire you, and next thing you know, you're doing this all the time and making tons of money. See, I would have never even thought that was a job available. I didn't know movie studios were hiring still photographers to shoot and not just taking, like, stills from the film, but they are hiring separate photographers to handle that type of stuff for, like, movie posters and things, right?
Exactly, Greg. We're in fact, if you look at the credits, if you have the patience to look at the credits at the end of any movie, you'll always see hundreds of people, and in there is a still photographer. And our job is to document the film behind the scenes in front of the camera and to shoot publicity photographs for them to help promote the film. So these images end up on movie posters, billboards, DVD, VHS boxes, newspapers, magazines, internet, you name it. And the reason that they do that is because, you know, as opposed to taking it from the film, like you said, is because of the quality of the image is better for us, you know, when we provide it. And also we're doing behind-the-scenes stuff that they're not even shooting. And we also take the actors and do setup, you know, portrait stuff on the set, too. So we're shooting what the camera sees during rehearsals, during the takes, what we see between the takes, and all kind of, you know, anything and everything we see of interest.
One of these days, we got to have a little bitch session about who you like working with and who you don't, but we'll save that for another show. What about these 3D piranhas? Does that create a whole new challenge for you to shoot these underwater stars for this movie you're going to?
You know, Greg, just like you, I love a good challenge, and it's going to be very interesting. Now, I was, you know, obviously I like to tell you everything I can, but I was told you've got to be careful what we talk about because they make us sign all these confidentiality agreements and stuff, and I'm not sure if I told too much, they might let some of the piranhas loose on me or something. But anyway, obviously, they're going to have some models, and they're going to have some computer-generated effects, but it's going to be crazy, and there's going to be a lot of diving involved in this movie and some underwater stuff. I've read the script, and it's pretty wild. It's going to be very entertaining for anybody that likes anything like Jaws or Piranha. It's going to be pretty funny.
Very nice. Well, I look forward to getting more information about that. You got a very cool gig there, Gene. And you know, you're involved into a lot of things. The cave diving community there over by 40 Fathom Grotto. And you know what I think we're going to do is you got to focus on the job at hand. So I'll let you do that. And then we're going to come back and talk to you about some of these other things that you're involved in with, I think it's what, Cow Cave? What is that all about?
What we did back in January, Greg, was and again, I'll just keep it brief, but there was a cave, Cow Springs, which is up near Live Oak, and it's a very unique cave because it has some clay banks and deep in the cave, underwater, underground, that took a heck of a long time to form. And two yahoos went in there, and I'll say yahoos in lieu of other words I can call them, but they took their finger and wrote their initials in this pristine clay bank, which would be akin to taking a can of spray paint or a jackhammer to the Grand Canyon and chiseling your name into the wall there. So anyway, this wonderful artist guy, crazy cave diving artist guy, Michael Angelo Gagliardi, who works at a professional theater out of Chicago, he got the idea to go in and repair it, and he asked me and Wayne Kennard and Joe Heiners and Bill Bowden to help him, and I'm just very thankful that I was part of it. It's a very, very, very unique, cool project that we did back in January.
It's a very interesting story, and I believe there's some information on the web. Is there a website we can send people to?
Absolutely, Greg. Scuba News has it on their website, which is a cool new website as well, and Dive Right, the technical scuba gear manufacturer, They have it on their website as well.
Yeah, so it's Cowell Springs Restoration Project. And just look it up on Scuba News or Dive Right, and you can find it on the web. But it's a you know, it's a cool thing that you did. I mean, obviously, we don't want to condone that kind of activity when we're underwater. Just take pictures, as I'm sure you're so familiar with, and leave bubbles. That's right?
That's very right, Greg. And let me also say, too, you said I have a cool job. Let me say that I think you have a cool job as well.
Well, Gene, yes, I admit it's a pretty good gig for sure. But look, you got your 3D piranhas. I got my Scuba Radio Mermaids. They're both man-eaters, so maybe that's why we can relate so well to each other.
All right, Greg.
We'll put a link up to Gene's photography website there at scubaradio.com. Look for it in the forum or under the blog section there at scubaradio.com, and you can check out his work. And Gene, thanks again for being on the show. We'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Thank you, Greg. I look forward to it.
All right, let's switch gears and go from underwater photography to actually doing cool things underwater. Gary Mace is on the line from Conch Republic Divers down in the Florida Keys. Gary, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Greg, doing great, man. Doing great. Good to hear. Good to talk to you.
You got it. Now, we have several things to talk about. You guys have been keeping busy down there. I know the shadow divers have been organizing some little technical diving thing down there. Tell me about it.
Yeah, last week we had John Chatterton and Richie Kohler come down. They did a week-long class with doing advanced nitrox, deco procedures, and advanced rec. Kind of doing all three of those classes in 6 days. It's sort of like drinking from a fire hose with all the seven students we had aboard. But we were blessed with some beautiful weather, and I got to dive with the guys. I was actually one of the instructors with John and Richie. And I tell you what, we had a really great time showing these guys, kind of learning from the pros, John and Richie, that is, how to do it and do it right.
Yeah, well, was it like going from zero to hero in you know, this 6-7 day period, or what?
Well, it's basically taking divers who have, you know, they have 100 dives under their belt, 100, 200 dives under their belt, kind of going from recreational to technical. So it's basically the, no, I wouldn't say the giant step, but it is a pretty big step, going out from a, you know, single tank, putting double tanks on your back. And then learning how to penetrate these wrecks. We do ask these students to at least have nitrox. We want them to have some kind of cave certification or you know, wreck certification, where they know how to use a reel. And so we just take and build on those skills that they already have, and take them to another level. So it's sort of like a little bit like drinking from a fire hose, I guess. But you know, we're not going so fast that they can't absorb it. But we are giving these guys some great skills to take forward, so they'll be able to enjoy their diving future by diving some of these wrecks and some of the more challenging dives, if you will.
Well, there you go. And it sounds like it was a really cool little package to get out and just to hang with Richie and John and yourself for a week and actually learn from you guys. That would be quite the adventure versus learning experience type of vacation, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, just with listening to John and Richie and so much stuff that they have done and the information they have, I mean, I learned a lot from them. And I, you know, I've been diving for 39 years, and I still, you know, learn from these guys who kind of taken diving to the next level. It's just a real privilege to be able to you know, teach alongside of them.
Sounds good, Gary. And I know you guys are planning to do this again in October. For information, just go to ConquerPublicDivers.com.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. You came all the way down here
for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. It's my birthday. Yes, and I'm recording today because I'm literally in first class on a flight to the Turks and Caicos. But as you've heard so far today, we've had a lot of information to share with you on this special broadcast and special day. And we continue now with Pete from Scuba Board. Some know him as Net Doc. We know him as Pete. You can call him whatever you like. He responds.
It's not late for dinner.
As long as they're, or four-letter words. See, that's what he likes, right, Pete? Yeah? Yeah, exactly.
Happy birthday, Greg. I did not know it was your birthday. I think that's great.
Yes. Well, hey, it's a, why not? You know, and I'm going to the Turks and Caicos for my birthday, so I figured.
29 again this year?
Yeah, you're the second person who's actually accurately pinpointed the age. Actually, I think she said I was 21, just barely legal and now able to drink earlier. But that's okay. I'll take 29 too.
I'm not trying to suck up to you.
Yeah, well, it's not really necessary, Pete. Yeah, we're good friends. We're dive buddies, right?
We are dive buddies.
Now, I know I'm planning some adventures out west. We're going out to the Scuba Show here in a couple weeks in Long Beach, California. I know, like, I believe it's the weekend after that, the first week of June. Bon Terre Mines, you're heading out to that event, right?
I am heading out to Bon Terre Mines. That's going to be a wonderful thing to do. I've never been there. I don't think I've really dove north of Georgia. So that'll be different.
Yeah, I've read a lot of about this site. I've seen some video. Some listeners have emailed me stuff before, and they want us to come out there and do something. One of these days, I'm going to make it out to that place.
Did they tell you what happened? It's like they were in the middle of this big mining, and all of a sudden they've sprung a leak, and so all the mining equipment is still down there.
Yeah, they thought they had struck oil, but it wasn't. It was clear, cool water. Hit a spring, I'm guessing, right?
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, you'll have to go find out. But what are they doing? You guys at Scuba Board, you're doing some kind of group party treasure hunt thing or something, or what?
Treasure hunt. Something like $30,000 worth of treasure that they have put out there in this mine. And instead of, it's a lead mine, so you don't have to worry about finding any lead. You're going to find gold instead.
Ah, very nice. All right, well, that would make sense. Since it's a mine, might as well, plant some gold and let the divers go fishing for it, so to speak.
Exactly.
So they're just making it a big, nice social event. So you'll have to tell us how that goes, Pete. Now,
I will do that.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about, because before we got on the air today, you had mentioned that you'd just gotten back from Jenny Springs and a galaxy dive. And I'm like,
do you have this double secret handshake for that, Craig? I may not be able to tell you.
What does this have to do with, like, Star Trek, the new movie release or something, or what? What is a galaxy dive, Pete?
From what I heard, this is far better than the Star Trek movie.
Yeah, okay.
A galaxy dive is where you go down there and you take a couple of Cyalume sticks, and they're actually broken open in the water, which everyone freaks out and goes, you're polluting. But apparently it's not that much pollution. It doesn't harm the environment whatsoever. The stuff breaks down. And instead of just looking up at the stars and seeing them, you are surrounded.
So the stuff inside the glow stick kind of congeals into little balls or something, or what does it do?
Yeah, little points of light. And you know how you look at the Milky Way and it looks almost like Milky?
Right.
That's exactly how it is. You have all these real tiny little dots of light. Some are bigger, some of them are real fine, and the current just swirls them along, and you can see the eddies in the current in the globe globules that are going around.
Interesting.
It's like you're surrounded. It's almost like you feel like you're God. You can reach out with your fingers and crush a solar system. It's really pretty awesome.
All right. Now, this really is cool, or you've been drinking. I'm not so sure, but this is what a galaxy dive is called. This is new to me. I had never heard about this in the 12 years of doing Scuba Radio.
Yes, it is, and I've seen several of them. Greg, I'm going to invite you and all the readers to come out to Jenny Springs for Halloween. We're going to do another galaxy dive at Halloween, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to have people in costume underwater as well, so this is going to be really awesome.
Yeah, and they're going to have the Age of Aquarius playing in the background or something. I can see, it sounds very psychedelic. And,
We haven't brought down music, but that doesn't mean we can't.
Okay, well, I'll throw in my two cents, and maybe I'll join you. Jenny Springs Galaxy Dive. There you see. I even learned something new today.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Greg the Dive Master. Did I mention it's my birthday? Well, yeah. Did I mention I'm traveling first class right now to the Turks and Caicos to celebrate and recording the show, because of that? Maybe once or twice. Here to continue those conversations and to rub it into my friends, CJ, who is also one of my dive students. He's on the line right now. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Happy birthday and Feliz cumpleaños.
Okay, I think that was a compliment. I'm not so sure. I flunked out of Spanish in college, so...
Well, it was happy birthday.
Okay, good. I'll take it.
Hey, so, now you've had a couple of birthdays now. In fact, a lot of birthdays. How do you actually scuba dive with a walker?
Yes, well, I knew something was coming along those lines, and just know this, that when I see you next, I'm going to beat you over the head with it till the blood starts oozing out your ears. Does that make you feel any better?
I have to give you a hard time because you're one of the few people I know that's older than me.
Okay, that makes me feel even worse. Thank you, CJ.
You're welcome.
So, we do have a big announcement to make on the show. Just like a couple weeks ago, we talked about Bill, the producer, was expanding the Scuba Radio family. His wife is having a kid. And you are doing something along those lines as well, right?
I am. I'm taking the plunge, as it were. If I could tie that into scuba, I'm engaged.
Yes, yes. So
I actually found someone to put up with me.
The only way he could get a dive buddy is if he promised to marry her. Is that
right.
The deal?
Well, so I that got me thinking, Greg. When the blessed event comes up. Of course, the next logical step after you get married is honeymoon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say bachelor party. Where are we going?
Well, no. I don't know. We'll figure that out, though.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll have to get Neil Watson involved in that.
Oh, okay. But you're thinking maybe we could set up some kind of unique dive adventure for your honeymoon, maybe?
Yeah, because, I want to get her used to me just taking off and diving.
Yes.
So you might as well start her early.
Good point.
She basically wakes up and I'm gone. Where is he? You know, like, you've heard the term golf widow. Well, she would be a scuba widow.
Well, okay. Well, we got to find a place for you to go on your honeymoon. We'll work on that here in the next couple weeks.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm through with standing on land and seas I never get in. It's like I got on my mask, but I'm missing a fin. I'll get a 3-mil wetsuit, and if it gets cold, I'll just pee.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new rig and fizz as clear as gin, and a huge bathtub I can go diving in. Or I'll get a dive boat big enough for 10 plus me.
So tell me what you need.
I'll need a dive car. no depth limit and a big Lex sub with a bedroom in it. Gonna feel the effects of narcosis just past the depth of about 100 feet.
In there, do that.
I wanna dive all day and hang at tiki bars. Working on getting my advanced e-card. Some say I'm crazy, but that's okay for divers like me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'll get a dive knife, have my buddy do the same. I'd study the sea and know every fish by name. Cause we all wanna be just good divers. Even if people think we're shark fishing lures. The girls look good and go with the flow. As we all stay wet with scuba radio. And we'll all hang out at tiki bars. Or plan a night dive out under the stars. Everything looks bigger when you look down there. Where the guys need help and the girls don't care. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a diver. Hey, hey, I wanna be a diver.
It's time now to update you accordingly on our broadcast schedule here with the Scuba Radio crew. Whether it's mermaids, Brazilian swimsuit models, we are hitting the road, as you know, in the Turks and Caicos. You'll hear that show next week. Directly thereafter, we have locked in our plans, better late than never, for the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. We will be there in full effect. Single Scott, Mermaid Angela going to join me on the show floor at the Long Beach Dive Show. If you are in the area that weekend of the 29th and 30th or 30th and 31st of May, make sure you look for us and hang out. Maybe we'll have a drink or two, share a few fish tales with our diving friends there on the left coast. If that weren't enough, well, guess what? Finally, after 12 years of doing scuba radio, we are heading to Hawaii.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay!
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 Yay! Yes, we are going to go to Hawaii, the big island of Kona, to be specific. Thanks to our friends at Kona Hunu Divers. They're on the big island, konohunudivers.com, by the way. I'm not sure I'm saying it right, but I promise to get my Hawaiian dialect in check in time for our adventure. So Sunday night, at the end there of the Long Beach Dive Show, we're hopping on a plane and doing four nights on the big island. And I hear from what Glenn has told me, who runs that dive operation there, that the highlight of our trip very well may be a night dive with mantas. So, yeah, look, it took 12 years to get there, but it sounds like we got quite the adventure in store. You will hear all about it here on Scuba Radio in a couple weeks. So mark your calendars accordingly for the broadcast. And, of course, we'd love to see you there in Hawaii if you're in the area the first week of June. Maybe we'll cross paths. But if not, you can always check the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise and Travel and or Broadcast schedule. That's posted right there under latest news at scubaradio.com. Whether it's Dominica Dive Fest in July or the Jim Hague Memorial Dive Diver Appreciation Day at Hague Quarry, or in August, we got another Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures as well as September. All you have to do is go there right to the website, check the dates. There's links to all the information on how to book a trip and join us on any of these adventures. And who knows, maybe we'll be talking to you on the radio. And who knows, we might actually get to dive together. You could be my dive buddy. Okay, there's a downside, but I'll promise to bring a mermaid or a Brazilian swimsuit model. Will that make you happy? How about a Scuba Radio shirt or a hat? I'll come up with something, I promise.
Scuba Radio.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Being a diver has its rewards, like getting discounts on the latest oceanic gear just for sharing the underwater world with your friends and family. In fact, every time you refer a friend who signs up for a scuba class at an authorized oceanic dealer, each of you will be rewarded with $50 off oceanic gear. There's no limit to the savings you can enjoy. The more you refer, the more you save. Find the oceanic dealer near you and get all the details at oceanicworldwide.com. Reward yourself, reward your friends with oceanic dive gear at oceanicworldwide.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Hey, this is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're plenty of the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes, Tim does. And who knows, maybe he'll be on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard with us. You'll have to listen and find out next week as we broadcast from the deck of that liveaboard vessel. However, we continue the birthday bash celebration today, and Simon is on the line with us from Dominica as we even look ahead a couple months down the road in July. Dominica Dive Fest coming our way, and we're heading down there with a couple mermaids to add our little spice to the event. Simon, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to Scuba Radio once again.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Nice to be back on. Yeah, looking forward to Dive Fest. A couple of months away, so we're deep into the planning sessions now.
Yes. Now, this is, what, the third or fourth year for Dive Fest, or how many years has this been going on now?
Greg, 16 years.
16?
The longest-running dive festival in the Caribbean. You've been aware of Dive Fest for three or four, but this is our 16th year.
Yes, well, and that's what it is. You know, you guys have mainly kind of kept all the festivities to yourself on the island, and then a few years ago you started branching out and telling the world, hey, why don't you come and see what we got going on here too, right?
We didn't want everyone coming down and drinking all our kabbalah, you know? So yeah, we kept it quiet for a while, but now we're definitely, with all the new sponsors on board, like Henderson Wetsuits and Dive Training and Oceanic and Sea Life Cameras, those guys coming down here every year and telling all their friends about it, and you guys were down here and spreading the news. So the word's getting out there how much fun this event is. So.
All right. Well, I don't want you starting any nasty rumors. They've stocked up on kabbalah, so there's no issue of any shortage when it comes to the local Dominican beer, right?
Actually, Greg, I was in the kabbalah plant just last week taking some pictures, and I can assure you that the bottles are flowing and filling and being capped. Everything's being labeled, and they're stocking up for Dive Fest this year, so you'll be safe. Don't worry.
Very nice. Yeah, kabbalah, one of the a very nice beverage that we found last time we were there in Dominica. Just one of the many attractions that kind of catch you off guard when you head to this little island paradise. Now, you know, let's talk about Dominica a little bit first as far as the destination. Give people a little point of reference if they're not familiar with that part of the world, Simon.
Yeah, well, we're down in the southern end of the Caribbean between Martinique and Guadeloupe. To get here, you'll be changing planes normally in Puerto Rico and then take a direct flight down from Puerto Rico. So that's kind of what's kept Dominica a little bit off a lot of people's radar, is the fact that you do have to take that extra flight. But it's well worth it. Our diving is incredibly colorful, incredibly vibrant, beautiful reefs. And, of course, lots of dramatic walls. You remember, I think, Labim. I think I remember you commenting on our 1,500-foot wall right offshore there, just cliff face that drops straight down. So we got great diving. We have absolutely amazing topside activities like hiking. And actually, I remember you and all my other sponsors soaking up the warm water in one of our volcanic hot springs with a nice cold kabuli in your hands. So
yeah, see, you know, that's one of the neat things about Dominica that really surprised me is what there's like 350 waterfalls and rivers, freshwater river falls, and it's the most volcanic island in the entire world or something like that. And
yeah, we have 9 or 10. They're called active volcanoes, but I don't want to give people the impression that we're sort of ducking lava bombs here on a daily basis. they're active in a geographical way, meaning that they're not totally dormant, but they're not places where you can see lava or anything like that. But of course, we do have the world's largest second largest boiling lake, which is a 3.5 hour hike to get to it, or maybe about a 3 hour, maybe for you, 4 hours. When, you know, it depends on your... how much hiking you do.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. Don't you have like a helicopter tour? You can just drop us off in there or something, or do we have to hike
it? No, you've got to earn it, Greg.
Oh,
you've got to
okay.
Earn it. Yeah. That's one thing. The only way to get there is a slog. But the amazing thing is, too, is that, you know, you're doing this three-hour hike up and down onto the interior, and you're seeing no signs of civilization. I mean, it's really an amazing interior of just rugged woods and jungles. And the other thing that I find fascinating about our rainforest is that we have basically no bugs in it. So you're up there and one or two mosquitoes and that's about it. But, you know, some of the rainforests around the world, there's a million ways to die, but not here. They're almost, our rainforests are as friendly as our people.
Yes, it is quite amazing. And you mentioned those hot springs. They've actually made these cement baths, you know, different type of resorts there built into the mountainside, and you go cruise up there and take a little hike up there, bring your kabuli and kick back in the hot springs, and they've like run the hot water from the volcano down into there, so you can just kind of have a nice little hot bath or something. It's a great place to unwind.
All of it piped over and natural bamboo piping, too. So, you know, it's all natural down here in Dominica.
It is. It's very cool. So, you know, the topside activities in Dominica, truly second to none, and very picturesque, jungle, tropical, the whole thing, and quite remarkable in its own right. Now, that does apply to the diving, like you said. I mean, you got a Champagne Reef where the volcanic activity actually bubbles up through the reef and looks like you're diving through a glass of champagne. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward. I got a picture in my mind, Greg, of the two mermaids free diving down into the champagne, you know? Champagne and mermaids, how good can it get?
I don't think it can get much better than that. That's going to be quite an adventure to experience for sure for all the divers that join us. And it is open to everybody. So if you're listening right now, what do they got to do, Simon? Just go to the Dominica website or for the Water Sports Association or what?
You can go to dominicawatersports.com. And click on Dive Fest, and that'll take you over. You'll see some packages on there. We're just putting up some special packages. One of the things we have going on this year is 5 pay and 1 plays. So basically, you've got 6 people coming down. The 6th one is free with 5 paying customers. So most of the dive shops are offering that special. And that's, as you know, that's a pretty aggressive special that we have going on there. So it's a great time to come down. There's lots of other activities like I hope you're going to be here for it this year, Greg, but the kabuli canoe race is...
Well, what exactly does that entail? What are you drinking, like a 12 kabuli and then try to make a boat and put it in the water and see if it sinks? How's that work exactly, Simon?
No. We like to wait until after the event before we drink too much kabuli, but some of the fishermen that row the boats probably doing a few kabulis before the event.
But you got to remember, that's just one of the many events you guys have going on for Dominica Dive Fest. Once again, the website, if people want more information to book this trip in July, is what, Simon?
You can go to divefestdominica.com. That'll take you directly to the Dive Fest page, or the dominicawatersports.com will also get you there. Here on
the island. Sounds good. We'll see you there in July, my friend. Here on the
I look forward to it, Greg. Take care.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreAdventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Adventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Adventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth.
Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth.
J'aime énormément la scuba radio.
I love scuba radio.
Especially, what's your name again?
Greg the
Divemaster. And especially Greg the, how we say, Divemaster.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Well, as I said earlier, I literally am flying to the Turks and Caicos right now in first class, getting ready to celebrate my birthday in style with our friends from Explore Ventures in the Turks and Caicos. So what better way to close the official birthday show than with Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, who's going to be on the boat with us as well. How you doing, Kelly?
Wonderful. I'm so excited to go to this trip.
Yes, it's going to be quite an adventure. It'll be your first liveaboard dive adventure that you've ever had, especially for this amount of time. For an entire week,
yes.
In paradise.
Paradise. I saw the pictures. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time indeed for sure. Now, it is my birthday. Are you planning anything special?
Oh, my God. I have a surprise for you.
Yeah, you got a present for me now?
Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise.
Really? Can we share it with everyone, or is this something you want to do in private?
You are a bad boy, Greggy. No, but just play this.
Okay. So this is Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow, that's nice.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, Kelly.
Happy birthday, Greg the Dive Master, the best dive master in the world. Happy birthday to you.
Very nice.
Don't you love it?
Okay, bend over.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No spanking necessary. It is my birthday, but I have my limits. No, wait a minute.
You sure?
No, I can't do that. But I appreciate
that. It's your birthday. Come on.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
It's your birthday.
And
it's
thank
your
you
birthday.
For joining me for the birthday bash there on the liveaboard this week. This is going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
Turks and Caicos, here we come. Thanks to our friends at Explore Adventures. Next week, an entire broadcast from the deck of the boat. Yes, you're not going to want to miss that for sure. And remember, you can join us on one of these scuba radio scuba cruises with Explore Adventures. We have another one coming up in August as well as September. The one in September includes Jeff Myers from Divers Alert Network, Wild Dolphins,
and Kelly the Brazilian.
Well, she wants to work that one too. So who knows who you might see on board. But trust me, you'll want to be on board because it'll be a great trip indeed. You'll get an example of what it's like next week if you listen to the show as well. Till then, remember, it's always better, Kelly.
Downwards weather. Good dive, everybody.
These little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here. Down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.